You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to our last show of 2014 here on Humanitarian Radio. It's been an awesome, awesome year for Janie and I. If you're not familiar with the show, my name is Tony St. Tone.
And I am Janie Beauclair. We're your host for this next hour of positivity. Good news for your soul.
Yes. Topic is New Year's resolutions and how to keep them. So,
well, and even if you believe in them, because some people do and some people don't. We had a really interesting experience interviewing a variety of ages, male and female, and asking people, do you believe in resolutions? Do you set them? How do you keep them? That type of thing. And we got some really cool answers, so we're going to share those with you. And Tony, you dug up something that was really interesting on the internet. I think you should share as well.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to share with everybody was some top 10 New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure you're going to relate with these, but also what the percentage of Americans that actually make a resolution, what the percentages of who actually succeed, et cetera. So the top 10 New Year's resolutions are spend more time with the family.
That's always a nice one.
Yeah, and if you like your family. If you don't like your family,
you can't get enough of them.
Yeah, don't spend time with them if you don't like them. But I guess a lot of people just don't realize how their family are or who their family are, and they only get together during certain holidays. So it makes sense they want to spend more time with them. Or it's someone who works a lot, I would assume, that just has a family at home that wants to
spend more time with them. Lovely.
Yep. Number 9, fall in love. Love is always in there. Someone's always looking for a better relationship. So I thought that was something that they feel throughout the whole year, but especially through the holidays, people want to be in a relationship. It's, I think, the time you feel the most strain. Number 8, help others in their dreams. I thought that was really interesting because people feel that they want to help others achieve what they're trying to achieve and just be a support group for others.
And we've learned a lot of that through asking our New Year's resolution questions that we asked.
Yeah, we'll learn that later. But yeah, that is true. We felt that that did come up quite a bit, more than I thought. Number 7, quit smoking. It's really interesting that that is still on the list.
Probably 30, 40 years now, I would say.
Yeah, that people are still trying to quit smoking.
Well, thank goodness they're still trying to quit.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, as long as they're trying. Number 6, learn something exciting.
You should do that all year round.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not sure what we could learn that's exciting. What's exciting to you, Janie?
Taking a mosaic class or something like that. That would be fun and exciting.
So a new arts and crafts something.
Yeah, something like that.
Or go skydiving, I guess.
Yeah.
Number 5, staying fit and healthy. Obviously, that is a very big one. All the gyms seem to be the most packed during January, and then it slowly declines after that from everyone signing up. But staying fit and healthy is number 5. Number 4, enjoy life to the fullest.
Well,
I like that one.
Who shouldn't?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we get caught up so much in our day-to-day workflow of what we need
to
do.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, and it's so easy to just let things slip by. If it's like, wow, let's go for a walk, let's go to a movie, let's go here. It's like, nah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll put it off. And putting off things like that you just want to do for yourself. So it's so funny. I encourage that to live life to its fullest. Number 3.
Wait, why is that funny?
Well, I think it's funny because number 3 is different. Spend less, save more. So number 3 sort of contradicts living life to the fullest.
It's hard to travel and things.
If you're very money conscious, but it doesn't have to take money to go out there and live life to its fullest. You know, I think it's fully engaging yourself in the moment as opposed to having to spend enormous amounts of money. I mean, you can literally go for a walk and stop and smell the flowers. I know it sounds funny to stop and smell the roses, but if you were just to observe nature, if you will, and stop for a moment and pause during your walk, or just going for a walk, I bet I took a class once and a guy said to me, when was the last time you took a walk around your neighborhood and almost none of us raised our hands, and he said he wanted everyone to take a walk the following morning, and he says, you'll be amazed on what you notice around your neighborhood because it takes on a different perspective as opposed to riding a bike or driving a car. So I thought that was really interesting, and we all did it, and our experiences were all the same. It was like, oh my God, I didn't realize that guy's house was painted that way, or I didn't really notice that car. So number two of the top 10 New Year's resolutions is getting organized. Getting organized. Now, I think Americans as a society seem to be pretty organized. We're all set to these crazy schedules that we try to keep up with, and yet there's no time that we actually take out for ourselves. So maybe within that staying organized, we can actually take some time out for ourselves.
I love the idea. And it's hard to do that because a lot of us have big schedules between families and working and just life in general, even not working, but volunteering and doing, you know, we have big schedules. So it's hard to squeeze out that little bit of time that's just for your own self and stick it in that schedule somewhere.
Right, right.
But a lot of people do go for that thought at the beginning of the year. For me, I find like I don't jump into the New Year's resolution full force. I almost go by the quarter because I always do a spring organizing. I always do a summer organizing. I do a fall organizing, and then I do a winter one. So I don't necessarily hold that thought to, I'm going to do more organizing this year now that it's the new year.
Right. What do you think number one is?
Drum roll.
Number one is lose weight.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
Lose weight is number one.
Because you just got done eating in two fabulous holidays. And so you've put on the pounds. It just happens. It's life. Your resolution to dump that weight you just put on, it only makes sense.
And I think what happens also is that weight is something that we're all talking about throughout the entire year. And all of the gyms start advertising like crazy, like, this is your year to lose weight. And for a percentage of people, it actually really works. And, you know, this is a time. But you can start losing weight at any time.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution. But New Year's is a great time to get great deals on gyms. You can join a gym for $1 and $10 a month.
You know, and if it's something you're not sure if you can hold out on, it's at least worth a try. And you might find something that resonates with you through the exercise process that might not even involve a gym, like, you know, jogging or walking around the neighborhood or whatever. But definitely, it's a good time to try. I think the interesting thing about resolutions is people really do a reassessment of their life on that one particular segment of the 12-month period. And to put a lot of weight on how you want to make your life changes on that particular day, to me, is a little odd.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, because I think you have a lot of pressure, and some people enjoy the pressure and they take that and it moves them forward.
Mm-hmm.
And other people look at the pressure and go, I don't even want to attempt it because I don't want to fail. And let's just talk about that really quick. You know, the number or the percentage of people that make a New Year's resolution in America, 45% make it, 17% actually infrequently make it, and 38% never make it.
Really?
Never making New Year's resolution.
Well, and you don't have to worry about not making it.
Well, because then they go, well, I'm not even going to try, so I'm just going to go with the flow. And what I found what was interesting also is that if you're in your 20s, right, 39% of them actually succeed. And if you're over 50, 14% succeed. And I'm wondering if it's because you're more set in your ways and you've already talked yourself out of it going, well, I tried it last year.
I've blown through enough of these over the last 35 years.
And I've done enough New Year's resolution. And I used to get excited. And this year, I don't bother. I'm out.
Yeah.
But
now, interestingly, we're going to hear an interview from somebody who actually just got in that game of setting a resolution.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to a number of people.
At age 40-something. He's 49. Just setting his first resolution.
Yes, yes.
So that's interesting too.
Yeah, so we'll talk to them later on in the show. But again, I think it's because the older you get, the more time you've spent going around in a circle going, well, I've tried this and I've tried that and it didn't work.
Right.
And for those that are in that situation going, well, I've tried this and I've tried that, the past does not equal the future. And who you are today is not who you were yesterday or last year or 2 years ago. If you tried to lose weight 2 years ago, you're a different person right now.
Mm-hmm.
And mentally, you might be in a better place. And so, you know, it's listening to those.
A better place, but a different place.
Right. But it's listening to that voice in your head going, I can do this. There's someone out there who's actually going to do it. And you can be part of that percentage that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to move forward on that.
Words of wisdom. So we're going to take a real short break and get a word from our sponsors, and we'll come back with some more thoughts on your 2015 New Year's resolutions.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. Mama said we can always hug it out. Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. And we are back. And so I found a cool list called 10 New Year's Resolutions to Make If You Want 2015 to Be the Happiest Year Ever.
Woohoo!
Ever! Yeah? What do you
Finding
think?
Happiness. Yes, I like the
what
idea.
Do you think? Do you think there could be 10 resolutions that will make your life the happiest ever?
Well, I don't know. That's according to this website. They proclaim that they have the list. So let's hear what it is.
Let me just tell you, number one cracks me up because we were just talking about go for making a New Year's resolution to lose weight, right? This number one says, get rid of goal weight clothing. Get rid of clothing that you hope and pray that maybe one day you'll fit into.
Well, I think, I'm not sure what he's saying there, but it sounds like what he's saying there is,
he's saying, love who you are in the moment.
Yes. And there's certain things like techniques that people use, and that they hold on to that pair of pants that they wore when they were 18 years old, and they still want to squeeze into those. And it's like, you're probably never going to squeeze into those pants that you were when you were 18, and that's okay.
Yeah,
I think that's the point. Is like, it's okay. You're not 18. You're 37 now. You know, maybe your waist is 37, and it's not 27 when it was when you were 18.
It's true. Very true.
Yeah. So I think what they're saying is, if that's not a nice incentive to move forward, then get rid of them because they're just a hindrance.
The second one is stop skipping meals.
Hmm.
Whether it's misguided attempt to lose weight or you just lose track of time and you don't eat enough, it's a damaging habit. It actually damages your body to a degree where it ages you quicker, and it doesn't allow you your metabolism to work as well or your energy levels to stay up. So figure out something in your schedule and commit to eating so many times a day. And then you can start to make a shift in how your body heals and the things that happens to your body from this point out. I mean, that's a natural change you should want to make anyway.
I know, but I know that you fall victim of it and I fall victim of it, of mm-hmm. poor eating habits. You wait and wait until you're starving. And then when you're starving, it could be 8 o'clock at night and you're going, oh my God, I just want to eat, or 10 o'clock. And then you go to bed and then you wonder why you gain weight. It's because you're not eating and letting your metabolism burn through the food.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, and it depends what kind of work you're doing, obviously, but and how busy you are.
Yeah. If you work for yourself, then you say, well, it's, you know, it's 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock. Oh, my God, I didn't even eat today. I'm starving. You're like in your brain's just working on whatever you ate that morning, coffee.
Yeah, right, right, right. Your brain just shaking through the morning.
Yeah.
So I thought number three was kind of crazy.
Go ahead.
Make a list of people who have hurt you the most, then burn it.
Hmm.
There's something cathartic about using a pen and paper. So to start off the new year, ready for love and forgiveness, write down the names of the people who have caused any hurt that still lingers within you. Take the paper, put it in a fireplace, and watch it go up in flames, and let go of the anger and the hurt, too.
I agree with that. I've done that technique for certain things in the past, and I think it's an interesting ritual, because you're taking your pen and putting it to paper, and it definitely needs to be that as opposed to typing it out. Mm-hmm. You need to write it out that way, pen to paper. And then to watch it burn, it's saying, I release this. I let this go.
I'm not carrying this anymore.
Yeah. So I think that's a really interesting thing.
Number four is reorganize your workspace.
Mm.
I think that could be done, you know, every 2 months.
It could be done weekly, but do you do it? You know, when was the last time you looked at your desk and went, oh, yeah, everything's exactly where it's supposed to be? Or is it like, why is that business card sitting there? I don't even know who that person is anymore, but yet it's still sitting on my desk. Who is it?
If you're feeling overwhelmed and unclear with what your objectives are in the workplace or your career path, it might help you to take a day or two and completely rearrange your desk and all the other things in your workspace. Maybe some inspirational quotes you like you'd print out and you'd put up around you to inspire you.
Well, they say when you can organize your desk or organize anything, you feel like you have more control over your life.
It boosts your motivation.
Yeah. So at least if I can achieve this small little task and visually see it, now I can move forward and start achieving other things that I want to achieve. Mm-hmm. It's like getting that one little thing done on your list and you're like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
Check something off.
Yeah. So now I can move forward. And plus, visually, you sit down and go, everything seems in place. This is good. Okay, what else do I want to put in place in my life?
Well, this is something you should put in place in your life.
Yes.
Number five, dedicate a me day each week. I think it's really challenging to get a me hour, let alone a me day.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see the value in it, and I think everybody would enjoy having a me day. But I think the reality of it is a little more challenging.
Well, it's checking in. You know, so many of us spend so much time doing things for others and doing things through commitment, you know, obligations. We have to work. We have to do a 9-to-5. We have to come home and cook. We have to do some homework at home, or we have to meet with friends, or we have this. But it's taking that time for yourself and scheduling it maybe. You know?
Well, it says take a day that is just about you and prioritize yourself again.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting statement, prioritize yourself again. Hmm. You don't do that very often in a lifetime. You know what I mean?
No, it's you know, I think what these lists do is they plant seeds. So now it's just a matter of what you guys want to do to grow that seed.
Okay, so number seven, make a list of weekly goals that are doable.
Weekly goals that are doable. Okay. Something that you feel you can achieve, so that way you're not feeling so overwhelmed, like I want to restore this 1965 car in 2 days.
Be Oprah is what its example is.
Be Oprah.
Yeah.
Explain that.
If you want to be the next Oprah, that's fantastic. Be Oprah.
I still don't get it.
Well, it's like, make a goal that's appropriate to what you are planning on doing and do it. If that's what you're looking to, you're striving for, go for it.
That matter of factly.
Go all in.
Go all in. Okay. Commit, people, is what I think what they're trying to say.
Yeah, very strongly, apparently.
Yeah.
Be Oprah is a pretty big statement.
Yeah.
go social media free for at least 2 weeks. And now, unfortunately, some people would be out of business with that maneuver.
You couldn't be listening to this program, actually, if you're media free.
Yeah, what the heck?
We're going to skip that
Seriously?
One.
Seriously? Who's thinking here? Seriously, maybe. I mean, at this point in the stage of the world, a lot of people would go out of business or not have.
Well, maybe what they're saying is social media, where you're not necessarily texting constantly or on Facebook or all that. So maybe that's what they mean.
No Facebook.
Is that what he's saying?
No Twitter. Okay. No Instagram. No Snapchat.
Yeah. Live in reality.
No seeing who's getting engaged and promoted, it says.
Right. So all live right. in reality, maybe.
So cleansing yourself of toxic relationships is next. And that could have to do with staying off of Facebook.
Yes. Well, I got to say, there's certain things on there that I go, why is someone posting this?
Yeah.
Some like crazy videos of someone.
Don't say them.
Yeah. Just
not
yeah,
even good.
Not even good.
Do you feel drained more often than not with one person? Are you always giving in but never receiving?
Hmm.
Do you look at relationships objectively? Cleanse your life of toxic relationships. Keep the people away from you that don't make you feel good.
That's
pretty
that's,
cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think as you start to recognize them, you have to start taking a stand for yourself and going, I don't want to put up with this anymore.
You'll thank yourself later for it. Somehow I totally believe that. I've had to remove toxicity from my life over the years.
I did over my last boss. Being honest
so
here,
true.
People.
That's true. Now, interesting you should say being honest here, people, because number 10 is practice being honest with yourself.
There you go.
I've found that, well, let's see, how's this go? I found that the person we lie to more than anyone else is ourselves. Well, there you have it. We're incredibly good at lying to ourselves, too. We can convince ourselves in a heartbeat that we're okay in situations we truly aren't okay in. Well, be honest with yourself. Let it all hang out. Tell yourself the way it is, and there you go.
Yeah. And if you're truly not happy, you can convince yourself and tell yourself a whole bunch of things that I have to be here or I have to do my job. But if your job is making you that miserable and you hate it that much, is it really worth it? It's time to start looking for another job. You don't necessarily have to quit right off the bat, but start looking for other opportunities. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you'll keep looking and you won't let go. And then you'll be fired or you'll be laid off. And you're going to wonder, why was I laid off? I did everything right. It was because you weren't letting go, so the universe did it for you.
They
pushed you into that position to actually say, okay, now I have to find another job.
I think a lot of people have faced that.
Yeah.
You know, recently even. A lot of people around us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really interesting.
So we're going to take a very short break and we'll be back with some interviews that we did of random people and just asked them about New Year's resolution and what their thoughts were.
Yeah, it was really interesting because they were from, you know, 21-year-old guy up to 60-year-old gal. And the perspectives are very interesting.
Yep.
So Stay tuned.
Gilman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey everybody, this is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head. So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
So we're talking today about New Year's resolutions, and we decided to get opinions from a variety of different people and variety of different age brackets to see who believes in them, who doesn't, who wants to play that game, who doesn't care to. And we're going to talk to a gentleman here named Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello. How you doing?
How old are you, Steve?
I'm 53 years young.
And have you done New Year's resolutions in the past?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
What's your thought on the whole subject?
If they're done on the day of the first, too hard to keep. If you plan for them ahead of time, then they're a lot easier to keep. So that's what I believe. If I prepare for it, then I can do it.
Yeah. Do you set up resolutions, or do you set up different goals for yourself throughout the year?
Yeah, goals and plans continually. Yeah, yeah. In my life, I have to.
Right, so it's something that you always do throughout the year. So yeah. The first doesn't really mean anything to you to go, no. What's the first? I really have to jump on this again.
For some things, yeah. It's a good time, you know, just to start fresh, you know, a new year. Right. Whether it's anything financial or business or health-wise, absolutely. It's an easy time to do it.
Right.
But if you don't prepare ahead of time, it's kind of worthless to me, maybe for a lot of people too.
Let me ask you this, and I know a lot of people probably have this problem. Do you ever look at the first and go, wow, this is something I thought I was already going to do last year, but now it's the new year again and another year has gone by and I still haven't started that or haven't done that? Or is it like, nah, it doesn't really affect me that way?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but in my life, a lot of changes happen. Mm-hmm. You know, life throws you a lot of curves.
Totally.
In my life, I have to have a safety net, you know, something to fall back on, you know. And if things fall too much, then the first year, it's a time to say, hey, let's pick it up and completely change things. So.
Gotcha.
That's how it works for me.
It's a reevaluation thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's really smart to not wait until January 1 to make all these massive changes. You know, you know what your life is looking like throughout the whole year.
No, but I think what happens is society and everyone puts so much pressure on it, and all the gyms have their sales. It's like, get into shape now. It's a new year. It's like, it could have been a new year.
January.
Just
start a gym. If I want to start a gym in July, I'll start in July. You know, if there's some business thing I want to change, I'll just change it. But I like to have a goal where I can reassess things, and that's what the first is good for.
Right. Yeah. So it's more of a reassessment.
Yeah. Where did I go? Where am I going to go? You know, that's
perfect.
All.
I think that's brilliant. Well, excellent. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your opinion.
So we're here with my son, Ted. How old are you, darling?
I am 29.
29, and I'm wondering what a 29-year-old's opinion is of a New Year's resolution.
Well, I would say that, you know, it definitely gives me a fresh jump start. It gives me a reason to, you know, either make new goals or continue the goals that I've had, you know, the following year. But it's definitely, a new starting point for me. It's something I can put on the map and put, goals towards.
So do you measure it every year, like on January 1st, like many people do, and we've had so many different opinions on this. Do you look at it and say, okay, this is my life in review this past year, and now seeing that, I know where I want to go next year? Or do you just say, it'll happen when it happens? I mean, it sounds like you're more goal-oriented. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I'm more goal-oriented. I would say that, you know, my life changes so frequently, you know, every couple of months that, you know, your goals change every couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, anyway, but it's good to have an outline, I think, and that's what a New Year's resolution is. It's kind of when you make your outline for the year and set up your main goals, and then you set up your smaller goals to get to those goals.
Do you write your goals out, or do you just mentally put them out there?
I write my goals out through an organizer. I mean, those are more about, you know, business plans and, you know, things that pertain to my daily life, but I kind of just put it out there. I've kind of had the same main goals in my life for a long time, so it's a little different.
Yeah, do you want to share any of those, or is it you want to keep those to yourself? And it's funny because some people like to share them, and some people are like, I'd rather not say. I like to keep my goals personal. So it's totally up to you. The world's listening.
No worries. It's some of my goals are financially driven. I mean,
okay.
Some of them are, just goals to, to better myself in certain things. You know, to grow each year, to do a certain something for someone or a group of people. Or there's all kinds of goals. But I mean, the goals that drive me particularly are the goals that pertain to business. And, you know,
Right, a certain status. If it's a, well, I know I believe you're self-employed, but if you were working for a company, it's getting that that raise, or at least getting that next position, that higher management position.
Yeah, it's self-fulfillment, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it's self-fulfillment, and along with that, always happens to come, you know, the dollars. So yeah. Just kind of focused on the self-fulfillment side for me.
It's a nice hand-in-hand little package when the dollars follow what fulfills you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's funny because some people are like, hey, financially, I'm all set. I want to talk about relationships. Or relationships and finance, I'm all set. I want to lose some weight. Well, you know, their health. And it's like, no, health, I'm all set. I want to
travel.
You know, or I want more happiness or whatever it is. I want more adventure in my life. So do you feel you have taken the steps in the past to move towards certain goals and have been able to achieve them? Like set up a New Year's resolution and achieve it within a certain time. Have you found that successful for yourself? January 1st, you said, I'm starting this, and you started it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I found that if you don't, you know, if you don't start that goal, it's just, you're just, you're dragging yourself behind. I mean, it's, like I said, it's just a fresh start. It's a new year. It's a time to bring new things into play, trying to, you know, try new things you haven't tried, or I think that's a great thing.
And if you don't start it, you're never going to finish it. So if you operate great with a specific date that the whole world takes a stand and looks at their life and projects their next year, it's a good time to do things, you know, in a group participation, if you will, and know that other people are going through the same thing you are in looking for goals, making goals, reaching goals. So I think it's a cool thing.
And I have one last question for you. Do you like to share your goals with your friends and family for them to hold you accountable, or do you like to just keep them to yourselves?
Certain goals I'll share. I mean, certain goals a lot of people won't get. You know, certain goals some people will say, okay, yeah, right, that's you're reaching too far outside of the box.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so certain things you don't share, but I like to hold myself accountable because at the end of the day, I'm the one that it's gonna, you know, that it matters to. So
yeah,
I'm pretty self driven though, so that's how I operate.
Good answer.
Good answer.
You asked somebody else, would they help someone else achieve their goals if they didn't think that their goals were something attainable? Like if somebody said to you
that they wanted to be a pro wrestler by the end of the year, and you felt like they were 100 pounds wet, you're like, okay, well.
Would you cheer them on with their goal? Would you help them get to it? Or would you give them a reality check?
Well,
all three.
I'd cheer them on. I mean, I'm more of a dreamer, so I'd cheer them on and give them every positive, you know, aspect comment I could. Helping me closer.
There we go.
Perfect. Great answer. Well, we wish you success in this upcoming year of 2015.
With your resolutions, of course.
Yes. And anything else. It might not be a resolution that you set up right now. But I'm glad to see that you actually write them down and put them in an organizer, because statistically, we're going to go over that in the show. Statistically, ways to achieve your goals, and one of them is writing them down. And another one is telling your friends and peers, because then they hold you more accountable. Some will tease you and some will encourage you, but at least now you're putting it out there going, this is what I'm looking to achieve. And some people hold your feet to the fire on that. And that's enough to motivate some people. It's the old carrot or the stick. So
All right.
thanks for your 2 cents.
All right, Ted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We have our next caller on the line. This is David. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tony?
Good. So for our audience, we'd like to have you state your age.
My age is 49 years.
49 years old. See, that's a different perspective that we haven't heard from yet. So, David, tell me, do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
I have to say, up until recently, the last few years, I have to say no. I haven't really kept New Year's. Re- I haven't even made New Year's resolutions, but for some reason this year seems like a good year to start. For some reason, I'm feeling a lot more optimistic. Mm-hmm. And yes, this year I do have a resolution.
Now, are you normally a goal-oriented person, someone that actually sets goals throughout the year, or is New Year's usually the time that you just look at it and reflect? Because a lot of times people just take January 1st and then reflect on the past year and what they did or didn't do, and then they either just leave it at that, or they go forward and say, I'd like to do this year. Where are you at? Are you goal-oriented
or
not?
Well, I think it's both this year. I definitely have some goals. I've realized goals I've set in the past, I'm not exactly where I wanted to be by this point. So there is some reflection involved, but there's a lot of ends in sight, I believe, that will be happening in this next year, and I look forward to them. So that is actually going to be my New Year's resolution. Is I'm gonna move forward. I'm not gonna let anything in the past or any unresolved things in the past or goals that weren't met mm-hmm. influence my what I'm gonna do in the future.
So you're starting out with a clean slate.
Pretty much.
Very good.
That's how I'm looking at things.
And so do you pick January 1st as a point to do this because that is a universal day where everybody stops and goes, hey, it's the 1st. What are we going to do this year? Or is there something different for you?
I think I'm not sure if it symbolically represents the beginning of something, or if it's truly just a random time period that we, you know, as a society decide to mark as the beginning,
right,
or the end, depending on how you're looking at it. But to me, it's as good a place as any to start. Everybody else seems to be doing that, so why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, as a society, we have chosen January 1st. Here in the United States, it's a new year.
Fresh start.
And obviously, you know, a lot of people either say they want to lose weight, they want to get more organized, they want to enjoy their life fuller, quit smoking, fall in love. You know, those are usually New Year resolutions.
You want to do all that?
Well, this isn't me. This is just, I want to do that on January 1st. And then January 2nd, we'll start another one.
A lot of gyms, actually, I remember when I used to work out a little more regularly, and I remember this was the busy time. And then you'll see the crowd start to taper off by, late spring. And
I was going to say about March.
Actually, even sooner. They said after the first month, they start dropping off, and then, you know, second month and third month. And statistically, most people keep the resolution for the first week. 75% keep it for the first week. 71% keep it for 2 weeks. 64% for 1 month, and only 46% keep it for 6 months.
Wow!
Where did you get those stats?
Wait, but let's hope that maybe they're that much percentage is keeping it because the rest have already reached their goals,
or they just haven't chosen to make goals. I mean, goal setting is something that obviously either you like setting goals throughout your year or you don't. So I always look at it like if you're already in a goal-oriented person, then New Year's Eve is just another way to say, hey, I want to reflect on what I've done in the past and set some new goals for myself. But usually people that set goals for themselves throughout the year, I think, don't usually look at January 1st as, I have to start it now.
Yeah, it's more of a review.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely more of a review than anything else. But do you have any personal goals that you want to share with us, or do you want to keep them personal? It's a trick question.
I can't think of any right offhand right now.
He's still working on
it. Well, that's okay.
It's not time. It's early yet. On the 27th.
The reason why I ask, and I had said this to a couple of the other callers, is that some people like to use the carrot or the stick, and so they tell others about their goals. And it is proven that it does help you succeed if you share your goals with your friends and family.
Because they'll torment you until you accomplish them.
Because it's either the compliments and the encouragement to move forward, or it's the teasing and saying, hey, you know, you're not sticking up to what you said you want to do. You said you want to be on a diet, and here you are at McDonald's.
Eating bonbons.
Yeah, so it does put that pressure on you, either in a positive or negative way, to help you achieve your goals. So, but that's great.
You did just bring up a point there, and a lot of my goals were more philosophical than specific, specific goals. But you did mention about the going on a diet and getting a little healthier, and that's something that I think we could all probably use, me specifically. So that can be one of my specific goals to put for this next year, and that would be to get back into a workout regimen.
I think it would benefit you, Tony, and I to place a wager against one certain friend of ours named Billy and on a gym contract.
There we go. So we're all gonna wager a little bet. I'll take that Pepsi challenge.
Yeah, we're all jealous of Billy because he gets to go to the gym quite often and he looks great. He's very fit, and we're gonna make that happen this year.
Maybe. Well, looks like Janie is actually announcing to all of our listeners that is her that is her New Year's resolution, is to get into shape.
Yes.
Oh, actually, putting it out for the three of us.
Yes.
Okay.
As a team, we could push each other up the hill. You see.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But that's great, David. I really appreciate you sharing your insight on your New Year's resolution, and I wish you the best in 2015.
And I say congratulations on creating one and jumping into that pool this year.
Yeah, why not? Like I said, I'm feeling very optimistic. Seems like good changes are coming ahead, so I'm embracing them.
Put it out there in the universe, and they are yours.
Amen.
Have it.
All right, Dave, you have a great day and a happy new year.
You too. Thank you for having me.
All right, so we're here with Zach. Zach, how old are you?
21.
Excellent. So in your experiences, have you ever done any New Year's resolutions in the past or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Nothing like that. Do you don't subscribe to New Year's resolutions, or is it something that...
No, life just changes too fast. Can't commit to something normally.
So does New Year's Eve mean anything to you as far as setting new goals for yourself, or at least looking back at the past year, or is it something that you just go, it's another day?
Big party, woo!
New Year's Eve is big party, but after that, just go on with the year. Just another year.
Just another year for you.
Yeah.
So it's nothing like, hey, wow, I really want to get this done this year, or I thought I was going to do this last year, or I thought I'd be at a different place this year than I was last year.
No, you just... Another year gone.
And just reflect. Do you have any friends that actually subscribe to it?
Yeah, I have a few that just want to try to make a resolution, but they very rarely
keep it,
yeah. So let me ask you.
Like way out there, and I'm like, good luck with that.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Since you don't subscribe to it, which is fine, do you are you one of the ones that encourages other people to achieve their goals, or are you one of that discourages? And either one could be okay, because sometimes...
Well, if it's totally reasonable, I'll help.
Yeah, I was going to say, but sometimes the goal is like...
Yeah, if the goal is like way out there, then I'll be like, you're on your own on that one. But
right.
Yeah, if it's something like, hey, I want to fix something or do something better, then yeah, I'll help them.
Right. So
if I can, I will.
Right. So you more encourage than discourage.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people that discourage don't have enough strength to move forward, so they don't want someone else to achieve. But also, the person receiving that information might go, I want to prove you wrong, so it's going to push me even harder. So that's why I wasn't sure, like, you know, which one you are, if you're the carrot or the stick, if you will.
Yeah, I try to encourage them if it's something reasonable and good.
Right.
If it's something totally left field and it's just wrong, then no, I'll be like, nah.
So if you're like,
I'm not participating in that. That might be dangerous or it's not good for me. So,
if your friend says he wants to be a professional wrestler by the end of the year, you'd be like,
I'll take you to the gym if you want and all that, but don't include me in the sessions.
Don't wrestle me.
Yeah.
Don't try new moves on me.
Yeah, I'll take you to the gym or take you to whatever, but anything else, no.
Okay.
So how do you, in your life, how do you set your goals for what you want to do and what you want to be and where you want to be and that type of thing? Do you just do it on a daily basis and live your life day by day? Mm-hmm.
Day by day. I mean, I've seen people say they want to go to the Marines. The next day they break their leg or tear something and then they're not eligible anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, life changes too fast. So, I mean, certain goals, sure, like, hey, I want to go to the gym more. You can, but then if you get sick with something or whatever, then it goes right out the window. Then you're back at square one. So
yeah.
Then you, if you have this goal set sometimes towards just where it's achievable and then something happens in your life to where you can't achieve it, then sometimes you get depressed about
then
it.
Then it's disappointing.
Right.
So me, I just stick day by day.
Right. So you don't set goals for yourself then?
No.
Okay.
I just go with the flow.
Just go with the flow.
Yep.
Great.
You know, and I think a lot of that probably for you comes from your life of being unhealthy as a child and growing into health as an adult more and more. But I could see where you would feel that way because of what you've been through since you were young.
Yeah.
Because that every day was changing for you dramatically while you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, it has.
And I totally get that. My son is in the same situation and pretty much feels very similar. So I could totally see where that comes from and how you get to a point where you're like, you know what, it's every day. I gotta be happy up here every day.
1 year, I did have a goal, which is get my driver's license. That summer, when I was gonna go to start doing the driver's permit, I broke my leg.
Ah, so there you go.
I was like, just on a simple skateboard accident. The doctor said I shouldn't have even done it. It was a fluke. Huh. So and then I was out for 6 months. By the time I got my license, I was 19.
Right.
Wow.
And I tore my leg when I was 17. So I was like,
yeah,
I'm done setting goals. Every time I set a goal, something always happens. So
okay, but you've learned to be flexible. That's great. I mean, at least you go, hey, you know, I think the biggest thing with setting goals is saying you might not achieve this, but at least give yourself the flexibility of going, I want to get here from here to here, but I might have to take a left turn before I get there, even though everyone wants the shortest route to get there. If you want to lose weight, it's like, I want to lose 10 pounds within the next 3 weeks. It's like, okay.
So my lose weight resolutions are always like, in the next 5 years, I want to have lost 10 pounds.
Perfect.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I say set low standards, and then you'll surprise yourself.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you do that, sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah, well.
It makes you happier than, you know.
Sure, and if they're more obtainable, you know, it's like, if I want to lose 1 pound within the next month, I think you could do that.
Yeah.
And then when you lose two, you're like, wow, I doubled it.
5 pounds this year and you end up losing 15, 20 or something, then you're extremely happy instead of going, oh, man, I said a goal for 20, I only lost 10. Then you just get upset with yourself.
Yeah. It's allowing yourself that.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
It's that flexibility, I think. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
So we're here with Kevin. How old are you, Kevin?
Oh, do I have to say that right now?
Yes, you do.
I'm 49.
Okay, so at 49 years old, you've lived through 49 New Years. Do you celebrate, think about, work with a New Year's resolution? What's your thought pattern on that subject?
I personally think New Year's is a great time to reflect on what has happened and what hasn't happened, but I really don't use the New Year's as a mark to change anything I'm doing. Because I'm more of a continuous person. If I see something going in a different direction I don't like, I change it right there.
Right.
I don't want to wait to the New Year's for that. But if it helps some people make a mark for some sort of physical activity or search for a new job, I think more power to them.
Yeah. And a lot of people feel that way. We've gotten answers in both directions of, I never wait that long because if something needs fixing, it needs fixing then.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, and for me, I think that's the way it is for me as well. New Year's resolutions, for me, I don't usually make one that's unbreakable. So that means I don't really believe in that whole process. Because for me, the same thing. I change things year-round as I need to, as I see they need changing. Instead of going, okay, it's the first, now I have to shift everything I'm doing.
Yeah, if everyone waited for that, nothing would ever get done, and the whole world would be lopsided on one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, my thought is on this is that it's just a time to, like you said, a time to reflect, but also it's something that gives everybody the opportunity to have a fresh start because it is a new year, and I think
if
that's
they
how
need
they
it.
Look at it. They look at it as, well, it's a brand new year, let me really dedicate myself this time again, as opposed to, it's July, I can put it off. I think it propels that procrastination, to be honest with you. That's my perspective on it. And it propels it because it's like, I'll start in January. I don't want to start working out now because it's the holidays. I want to eat what I can eat. And wait until January 1st to start working out.
And work out 10 pounds, 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that way. They go, well, I don't want to miss out on all the food, so I'll go on my diet January 1st. I guarantee you there's a lot of people that do that. So somehow it sort of propels that procrastination. But on another side, it actually gives someone an opportunity to move forward. It's a brand new year. It's a clean slate. Let's just put last year behind us.
And what do you do? Do you do resolutions?
Yeah, but we'll talk about that a different time.
Hey, and next we have on the line Paula. Paula, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So for our audience, state your age and what is your New Year's resolution and how do you feel about that?
I am 59. I have been retired for 4 years. So I've gone through a lot of changes the last few years. So I have different resolutions this year than I did last.
Oh, great, great. And is it something that you would want to share with everyone in a general way, or...
Yes. Are you asking me to share them?
Yeah. If you'd like to share them with our public, sure.
Okay. You know, it's funny that when you retire, your life changes so much. And everybody kind of looks at you like, oh, that's wonderful. I wish I didn't have to work. But what people don't realize is when you work, you really have a lot of responsibility. Your life is pretty programmed for you. So when you know your life is no longer programmed, you're kind of lost. So each year, I've kind of had a different aspect. And believe it or not, this year, I'm looking to be a little more organized and be in a better routine. Whereas before, I was more into indulging myself.
Makes total sense. Yeah.
So this year, I want to have specific times where I exercise. And I think these are things that everybody says they want to do. They want to lose weight, or they want to have better health, exercise, eat more vegetables. Those are probably something that everybody wants to do. But besides all those things that I want to do, I just want to have more of a set routine instead of indulging myself in as much as I have in the past, which I don't regret. It's just a different place in my life.
Right. And it makes total sense. And my dad is going to be 77 this year, and he still goes to work every day. And the reason why is he has worked at the same place for over 50 years, and it's that structure, like you said. If he were to retire, my mom said he would drive her crazy because he wouldn't know what to do with himself. It's that structure that makes him come.
Yes, retiring is not as easy as it sounds. We all look to, the day. In fact, a lot of times people will put their life off and say, well, when I retire, I'll do this. When I retire, I'll do this. And I realized, and I think I did that, so the first few years, I just read books. I indulged myself. I did all the things I never really got to do. And not that I'm not going to continue to do that. I'm just going to put myself on a better routine.
Right. So do you normally have goals throughout the year that you set for yourself? Or is it always?
Yeah. Because I have my own business. I have a home business. But there's a lot of flexibility there. I can schedule appointments around what I want to do. But other things I still have not been that good at. I will always put business first just because that's the structure that I had when I was a businesswoman, when I worked very hard for many years. I worked very hard for over 30 years. So that's always a part of me. But the daily life of getting up and doing certain things, I just never quite have mastered that since I was high.
Right. Well, I encourage you to move forward in your 2015 with being more organized and having some structure. And I appreciate very much you being part of our show just to let listeners know a different way of having a New Year's resolution and coming from a different perspective. So that's awesome.
Well, thank you for listening to me.
You're very quite welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So every week, like to dedicate a song, and this week is no different. This is a song called The Best Is Yet to Come. So this goes out to everyone who is setting up a New Year's resolution. Hang in there, the best is still yet to come.
Side.
So that was The Best Is Yet to Come. That is available at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
Also, check us out on Humanitarian Radio. Let us know about people that are doing great things in your community. It is always a pleasure to get to market and show off people that are doing really cool things and thinking about other people instead of themselves. It's a beautiful thing. Make it a great week. This is Humanitarian Radio, and we are signing out.
Yes, we'll see you next year. Be safe.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.